welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast that is weird but helpful.
Just like it's helpful.
Us in real life. I'm Carrie Jones. I'm an internationally best-selling novelist and reporter, and now a podcaster. And with me, as always, is my husband, Sean Kelly Farrar. What are you, Shawnee?
A man with three names, apparently.
And that means you're going to be a murderer soon, probably.
Oh, that's right.
But every podcast, we do a random thought, and then we give you a little life help. Maybe.
Usually based on a dog's advice.
And then a dog tip, right. And it's all meant to be good happiness, man.
Just fun.
So chill back, relax, and maybe you'll learn something.
Or maybe you'll laugh.
Or maybe even both. Hey, welcome to the podcast.
What's up, baby?
Nothing. We're breaking our tradition, this podcast. We're breaking format.
Talking about trying to make people better or something?
No, we're out to hell with that. We're not going to try to make anybody better, help anybody, give any tips, you know.
Yeah.
And we're not going to have a random thought. We're not going to have a dog tip for life. Because...
We're not?
No.
Well, what the hell am I even doing here?
I don't know. I could have done the whole podcast without
Can
you,
Can I still
honestly.
Say it?
Yes. Go ahead.
No,
get it out. Just get it out of your system, babe.
No.
Do it.
It doesn't work in the
Do chronology. It!
I can't, because you're trying to force
me. What Shelly and Carrie sound like in bed. So...
Yeah, right. In my dreams.
Do it. Anyway. God. Really? I thought you didn't like bossy women.
I just want you to ask me to do it.
Oh my
you don't
God.
Have to be bossy about it.
Yeah. All right. I'm learning
it's
so much.
Than, it's better than you going right to sleep.
I don't get tired. All right. So anyways... This podcast is not about our sex or lack of
it. She was never tired until we hit that like 5-year marriage mark.
Oh,
now she's always
That's
tired.
Not what the podcast is about.
Okay.
Although maybe, because the podcast is let's talk about creepy things, and us in bed is probably a creepy thing. So.
Only for you.
And everybody who would imagine us.
Oh, possibly.
So, anyways.
All right. So I'm the only one that's not creepy for.
Anyways, we just wanted to talk about creepy things because I think it's interesting. I've belonged to many a Facebook group, and a lot of them I've gravitated towards these groups that are like Unexplained Maine or Bigfoot Now or Creepy Things Being Creepy. And I like them because... They're like these people's own personal stories, usually.
Yeah.
About stuff they don't understand. Sometimes, like, it's Starlink. You know, it's like Elon Musk's little
yeah.
thing. And then everyone's like, no, man, the Starlink idiot. Or sometimes it's like their ring camera and a spider is in front of it. And they're like, oh, it's an orb. But, like, some of the stories are really cool. And I love those kind of stories. It's just like, remember that Bigfoot show with Bobo?
Yeah, we just watched that episode the other night.
I forgot what the name of it is.
Finding Bigfoot.
Okay, like the Finding Bigfoot.
Yes.
Like what I love about Finding Bigfoot isn't them looking for Bigfoot and tromping around the woods. What I love about Finding Bigfoot is the people's stories that they tell them.
Oh, when they do their little town hall
meetings.
Yeah,
that's my favorite part. Like I love to hear those firsthand accounts of people witnessing something they don't quite understand. What? Just
if they did
it.
One of those in our town, everybody would be talking about the day they saw a cruise ship.
What are you even talking about?
Well, we don't have big feet here on the island. Probably.
They could do ghosts, maybe.
Yeah.
I saw ghosts.
It was a joke.
I saw ghosts. So cruise ship is creepy, is what you're saying?
No, it's not creepy at all, but the people here act like it's a fucking demon.
It is demonic end of all times. Anyways, so...
Spewing its hellacious gases into our precious environment.
It is. So anyways, according to the people like on Facebook, their stories are interesting. Are you here? Are you present?
I am.
Did you get possessed?
Unloading its foul waste onto our lands.
Oh, my Lord.
The waste of being people.
But I've never heard you use that voice before, and it's pretty awesome. So, I wanted to share some.
Yes.
All right, so this guy posted on a Facebook group, go to the left front corner of your house or your apartment, facing the road or hallway, and feel for an unusual warm presence, unusual emotional feelings, ear-popping sensations, strange head feelings, flickering lights, or anything of that nature. Comment your results below.
Two.
And I can't figure out if that guy is, like, making that up just to see, like, as a social experiment.
I hope so.
That or it's a real thing. And then he wrote, hint, you're feeling for an E.T. presence, not a ghost. Well, then you gotta put out those recent pieces, man.
Yep. Yeah, right?
And then he wrote, seeing some toxic comments here, but at least you get points for writing funny ones. I can laugh.
Oh, because you're on top comments, not all.
Yeah. Time. So, like, one person's like, well, that's near my guinea pig, so they'd certainly tell me if there's a presence. Like, and someone else is like, you just described exactly where the cat's litter box is. I'm pretty sure if I stand there, I'll have many uncomfortable sensations. So, like, it's just interesting to me, like, how people, A, make fun, but B, respond seriously, and then C, do both, you know? And, like, but what is it that makes us want to post something like that, you know? The next one is a picture from a Ring camera or something like that, you know, one of those, what do you call those, baby?
Any sort of outside surveillance camera that records.
Yeah. And it's just like you see these four lights in clusters of two.
It's like a miniature dumbbell shape.
Yeah. Move.
Really small.
Kind of across the middle section at a 10 degree angle up and out of the frame.
Well, it comes down and then back up.
And so, like,
it's definitely a UFO of minuscule proportions.
So the only comment that lady has is, it's a spider web, right? Like, and then, like, someone writes, like, does anyone have any real evidence that proves the existence of anything not knowable to exist by science? Aliens, Bigfoot, goblins, skinny man, anything. You know?
Yes.
And, like, so then everybody's like, no. Like, nobody really gives him any, like, comments.
I like that. There's a little tiger who lives in my mouth. His name is Tony.
Oh, my God. But it's interesting to me, right? Like, because people have experiences, right? Well, not that guy, but other people have experiences, and they're so flabbergasted by these experiences that they go on a site to share
it. To post about it.
Yeah, and not just like are they looking for other people to be like, yeah, me too? Are they looking for people to explain, no, man, that's a spider web? Like, what, you know, what is it that they're searching? Are they looking for community or just, like, to be heard? Like, what is it that they're going out there looking for? Do you know what I mean?
Well, I think there's probably a difference in events. Like that video we just watched.
Right.
Which was probably some sort of bug or spider web, right?
Yeah.
Versus something, a personal encounter type of experience. Like you think you might have seen or heard Bigfoot and got something that affects you emotionally.
Right.
Versus something that's just on video, you know.
I was just like, guy walking down the street yelling. Did you hear that?
Yeah,
and I think you're right. Like, first-hand experience here. There's one, and this is off a blog called RMSO Bigfoot. Uh-huh. And it's a recent. It's July 12th.
That's the Rocky Mountain Sasquatch Organization.
Thank you, honey. You're welcome. This guy named Craig wrote to them, and he writes, you have to excuse me, can't type worth a damn. Back in 1974, around May in Ohio. So it's a long-ass time, right?
Like, ago.
This guy's really old,
right?
And this is a really long time ago. In Ohio, about 15 miles south of Canton, there was an old train tunnel. You needed a four-wheel drive to get back in about half mile. Nobody lived near the tunnel. So that night around 1 a.m., about halfway in, a large tree at least 6 feet in diameter started shaking.
6 inches in diameter.
Oh, that's not large.
No, it's not that large, but
I think maybe it could be tallish.
Dude, 6 feet in diameter would be
a large tree.
A huge tree.
I just don't think a 6-inch in diameter tree is very big.
Well, when you start shaking it, it's fairly large. I think that's what he's saying.
All right.
And there after this is over, I'm going to take you outside. We're going to find a 6-inch diameter tree and you can shake it. All
right. So, and there was a deep growl and grunts is how I describe it. Then it stopped. Minutes later, rocks were thrown from the woods.
That was just two teenage people.
Oh my God.
Having sex and got interrupted.
All against the tree.
And then they were trying to interrupt. They were trying to get rid of them by throwing rocks. Oh yeah, my she had God. Her hands on the tree, bent over
how
at the
many
waist.
Bigfoot things do you think are actually people having sex?
In the woods, yeah. All
right, so there were six of us. One guy picked up a rock and threw it back, and that pissed the thing off, and it started throwing bigger rocks. I told the dipstick to stop, and then everything stopped. May I remind you, in 1974, there was no internet, and in Ohio, we didn't know a damn thing about Bigfoot. Anyway, we went to the tunnel and were returning to and while returning to the cars, I could feel and hear footsteps. So I told them to stop and be quiet. It stopped also. We then continued back to the cars. I was in the first car, and when we turned the lights on, there it stood, 9 to 10 feet tall and 800 to 1,000 pounds. Blackish fur. I think the light surprised it for about 10 to 15 seconds. Then it jumped sideways into the woods and was gone. Didn't talk about it for years because it was said we were either drunk or high. Know that I'm 67 and I don't give a shit what people think. Don't know what happened to the five other guys, but years later I figured out that the old rail line went to Minerva, Ohio, about 10 miles from the old tunnel that caved in about 30 years ago. 5 years later at Atwood Lake, about 10 miles south of the tunnel, myself, my ex-wife, an old friend, and his wife, around midnight, we were skinny dipping in the lake when across the lake, the loudest and longest vocalization you can imagine. We had to leave two for the girls, and my friend said, "Out of here." No human can sound like that. They are real and need to be protected from hunting. Just thought I'd share my story. Have a good day. So this guy, if this is true, has had this story for, you know,
a long time.
50 years almost,
when was
right?
When this published?
This is published this year, like July 12th, Emmy's birthday.
Oh,
so like,
wow.
So he's had this story for like 50 years, right? And like
38 years.
Oh my God.
What?
1970 something?
Well, 74 to 100 is 26. Oh, you're right.
I am right, Mr. Show Off with your math skills.
Years.
But yeah, like. But like,
no, wait a minute. 1974 to 100 is 36.
Babe, it's 2024.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I was thinking, I don't know what I was thinking.
Oh, my God.
So it's over 50 years.
Math skills are key.
Miss math skills. It's over 50 years by 7.
I said around 50 years, dude.
Well, it's got to be 55 or less than. 45 to 55.
You are fucked.
I know, because I was so wrong. I got to make you wrong, too.
I know. No, it's not. It's a jerky nature.
Everybody knows you're smarter than me.
Oh, my God.
Anyways, give me another story, dude.
Dude, why don't you talk for a second and make up more math?
Oh, I thought you had the stuff all wound up.
No, I don't have it all wound up.
Map out. We'll go to a different... Oh, you are on a different page.
I'm on a different page. But, like, the point here is not necessarily the story.
Well, remember when we found that cool rock out in the woods?
Yeah.
And it turned out to be just a giant dried turd?
Yeah, that was true.
Just kidding.
That's so true. There are a whole bunch of people who are waking up with, like, red spots, like red grid patterns.
They call it the red grid pattern or some, or just grid pattern.
Yeah, yeah, and that's kind of interesting, because, like...
It's probably just another form of Lyme disease.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah.
But why do you think people are into creepy stories? That's, like, my...
I think it's more about, kind of more about the unexplained, like, you know... Really, in my heart, I feel like there's nothing in nature that can't be explained.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Like physical, I mean. There might be some things that... But anyways, as far as creatures and stuff.
I have another story.
Oh, you do? Mm-hmm. Wait, cut me off. Go ahead.
No, you keep going.
No.
No?
I'll just sum it all up by, I want a body.
You always want a body. All right, so this other guy on another Facebook site, Focused in Maine, says, time to ruin some people's day. I guess if any of you know PJ's, the gay club that used to be open right on Water Street, it's fully closed down. The floors are falling in, failing in. So be careful, but parkour down there, and you will find a nuclear bunker as well as over 60 bodies that were just thrown down there. The smell is unbelievable, but went back with gloves and a respirator to find that some of them were still wearing the asylum's mandatory outfits they used to make people wear. The strange part is that there are more and more bodies on top. My apologies if this seems dramatic, but go check it out if you don't believe me. You will need rope and a few other things to get back out, though. But it's pretty safe to say that there are almost 60 years worth of bodies down in there.
You said 60 bodies and then 60 years worth of bodies. Well, is that one body a year?
I guess he just likes the number 60.
Yes.
Tear some are even babies and kids as well as bodies that were far. There's a lot of typos and there's no punctuation in this entire thing.
There's not.
Far more ravaged by time. There was a small tunnel that you can find that brings you to what seems like a dumping ground of bodies on this. I'm sure it is a lot to understand, but I'm sure because I still truly have no clue WTF I truly found, but this is the part that truly got under my skin. There was a what I believe to be iron vat you would use to make alcohol back in the day, was sealed with an old Latin. I'm someone that very much believes more in logic than superstition. He does not believe in grammar. Or punctuation. But when both meet up like that day, I can only assume whatever body was in there was never ever meant to be found. I literally had to climb 3 stories down from the top floor to then find a set of stairs to their basement that you go through, then through part of the bunker that is broken, and down a steep pit to slide down. You find the first stack, then continue down across the walls, wooden support, so you don't have to climb over bodies. Then you keep going in for what it felt like 5-ish minutes straight. It's technically facing the river for retrospect, and you find more and more bodies. The deeper you go, it feels like it goes on for forever. It personally would say, is one of Maine's creepiest sights. I've got to say,
I would say so, too, if it was true.
I'm going to say, Mr. AJ, that if you found a pit full of 60 bodies all wearing clothes that say asylum on them, or just naked, whatever, you just found 60 bodies, I'd be smart to tell the police instead of a Facebook.
Might be. What do some of the commenters say?
This is just bullshit. The old asylum used to do that often, though. Bodies that were old wouldn't smell nor have flesh. They would be completely rotten skeletons. Something similar was found in Gardner when they renovated the Rennies. That's the foundation for the Eagles Club across the street and the outside of a nuclear bunker. I'd like to see photos or meet you at PJ's so you can leave me there. Wait, they found bodies in the Rennies building? For those of you not from Maine, Rennies is a discount chain that's particular to Maine.
It's like a discount department store.
Yeah, like Kmart but worse, or Walmart but worse.
Kmart. Worse than Kmart. Kmart was better.
So, my head hurts from even trying to read this. What the absolute F word are you talking about? This is the weirdest discussion group. The name should be changed. Unbelievable shit made up in Maine. I'll believe that when you post the video or photos. With that many bodies, why weren't the authorities notified? If this story is true, and that's a big if, you can get in some serious trouble for not reporting. Somebody else is like, what kind of effing drugs are you on? Oh, man. Husband came back inside last night after taking the dog outside, and he freaked out. That's how they wrote it.
Because you're with another man.
Second time he has looked up and saw me with another man. A very bright light in the sky moved slowly, then disappeared. He kept calling me to go see, but I didn't hear him. Anyone else experience this? I told them it could have been a satellite, but it wasn't that.
How do they know
it wasn't a satellite?
How do they know it wasn't a satellite?
I don't know. She told them, but then she said it wasn't. So she's got to make up her mind, because I can't be married to somebody like that. All right, so somebody changing their mind all the time.
It's not me.
No, it definitely isn't. What?
I'm always constant on what I want.
And then there's this picture of just something in flames.
Does anyone else see something taken from a security camera in my front yard?
I don't know, man. All right, here's one. One more story.
Holy Moses.
Why can't people make paragraphs?
Are you always picking out the novels to read?
Because those are the only stories. All right, Most last puppy pees of the night are quiet and uneventful. We stroll in our silence, listening to the sounds of the night. I star watch. Trip ambles along as any 8-year-old pit bull does, snuffing and sniffing anything that strikes his fancy. My boy does not know the rumors his breed carries. He is a timid man, afraid of the dark, sounds of the dark. I can only attribute this to his being raised in New York City, where there are very different sounds in the dark. No tree frogs, no night birds, and so many stars I could barely call them that.
No sasquatches.
Last night was not a typical late-night puppy walk. As we walked around the building, I was happy to find one of the lampposts was out, throwing the area into a veil darker than normal. For me, this is wonderful, for it reveals more of the stars I love so. I stand on the edge of that dark and gaze upward. Trip comes to lean against my leg and whispers start, so we ease back from the wood. His anxiety increases as we both freeze in our tracks as the quiet is shattered by something crashing through the branches. We ease farther back, seeking the pool of light shed by the other lamppost. We stand to watch the trees. The opposite of a shadow emerges from the woods. It emits a screech, extends its wings, and soars over us to a huge tree that borders the property. Trip is laying down beside me, his head pressed to the ground. I crouch to reassure him. He shakes. Trip has never seen an owl before. Yet while I stroke his head and look to find the bird in the tree, I see at its base the shadow man. He leans against it as though he were one of the iconic outline yard decor, head down, 1 foot up, hands in his pockets. I think I can almost see a cigarette hanging from his lips. I look again to see if I can find the owl in the branches. It is looking down at the man. Who the hell would stop staring at the man? Trip leaps up to move in back of me, peeking from behind my legs. This makes me take notice that the shadow had moved. He now stares at us, no longer leaning against the tree. He seems taller now, and in the middle of the road, right in the middle of a pool of light, still nothing more than shadow. The owl screeches again, and the shadow man becomes a shadow of a man, yet no one stands there. It elongates as the sun is going down. The shadow stretches along the length of road. It appears to be walking beneath an invisible man. Long strides until it is out of the light cast by the lamppost. It is gone. The owl flies off in the same direction, from tree to tree, out of sight. I suddenly realize the whispering has stopped, as have the night birds and the frogs. We hurry home.
Jeez.
So I was like, I'm hooked. What a great writing. I'm like, seriously? Because they misspelled every fucking word in there.
Somebody else has said, I know the trees are moving.
You know what bothers me? She said the light thing was out.
Yes.
But then it's standing in the light thing?
Well, there's more than one light post.
Oh.
Either on the street lights, or they must live in an apartment complex or something. I don't know.
I don't know.
Or maybe they live in a farm. with like lights up.
It has lampposts, is what she called it.
Maybe they're very wealthy.
I don't think they're very wealthy.
Maybe they're gas-fired lights, like down at the harbor side.
Oh, boy. Anyways, what do you think?
About that?
Yeah. Like,
I'm not sure what to think about that, honestly.
I feel like it was too written. Like, I feel like you have an experience, you're not going to be all purple prosy bullshit.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you there.
Like, that just doesn't ring true. I'm a writer, and I wouldn't write anything like that.
No, you wouldn't write that. You'd just write it straight up.
I'd be like, dude, some weird shit happened. But also, to be fair, I wouldn't write it on this book, on a Facebook group page.
No.
Would you?
No. You know I don't write shit on Facebook. Unless I'm trying to bitch about something. I gave that up.
Once you ran for office.
What?
Once you ran for office.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me creepy things, though, baby. You like creepy things. So before why do people like creepy things?
Oh, why do people like creepy things?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's almost like people are just attracted to things they don't understand. Yeah. And then, I don't know.
All right.
I really think a lot of people don't really know a lot about outside after dark.
Well, that's also true.
And I also think there's so much crap floating around in the sky nowadays. Like, you really gotta be
an astronaut.
I don't know what the type word. I was not astronaut or into astrology, obviously. So I don't know. You know, you have to be uber aware. Like, you really have to be into space and the objects that are currently in space. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To even have an inkling of what you're looking at.
I'm going to leave us with one more creepy story. Ready?
What's that?
It's space related because you said that.
Okay.
One summer night in 1988 in Belgrade, Maine, I was 9 years old with my parents and brother coming home from a family late night poker game. It was 3:30 a.m. driving down a back road in complete darkness. Then all of a sudden my stepfather yells, "Look, look, it's a UFO!" Then tells my mother to pull over. And we got out to look at this massive size of a building just floated in the air, completely silent. It was unreal. I couldn't believe what I was seeing, but the others with me all saw the same thing. Then all of a sudden it moved the speed of light and disappeared. Every now and then we ask each other if the other remembers it, and we all sure do 100% remember that.
Huh, that's interesting.
Well, I like that one because it's detailed.
Right.
But it's not purple like prosy.
Trying to write a book.
Yeah. And so also it created 44 other comments. We're not going to read them all.
Well,
here.
That one right there is longer than the original
post. And then this one, the person's
must be
like,
another story.
Yeah, it's like sometime in the 80s, it was early evening, dusk, almost dark in southern Connecticut. Myself along with six others came out of my neighbor's house and we're talking in the driveway. It was summertime. It was warm. You could feel the difference in the air where it distracted us from our conversation and we all sort of stopped and started looking around us. There were no birds chirping, no crickets, no sound, just silence, except for this low hum. As we were distracted, we were all quietly confused for a minute or so, just taking in our surroundings. I looked up, and what appeared to be the darkening night sky overhead wasn't. As you could see, what appeared to be a door, which I pointed out to the group. This was a flat object, immense inside. I'm talking football field plus in dimension, although not sure how big because you couldn't determine where it began and ended. When you looked up, all you saw was it, which did not look like the night sky, but wasn't. Still complete silence except for that low hum and us now talking about what we were witnessing. A member of the group, not a someone I knew, jumped in his car and left, presumably to go to his family in fear. I was youngest, a teenager, about 18. The others were in their 20 to 40 years in age. Outside of the man who left, we stood there for about 5 minutes discussing what we were witnessing, and then it was gone. The air felt different. The hum went away. The birds and insects resumed their background noise. We all looked dumbfounded at each other and went on our individual ways. We all knew by the size of it, not only in dimension, but in sheer technological advancement of anything we ever saw or experienced, that there was nothing to do. I said to my neighbor, well, I always wanted to see a UFO. I guess today was that day. We talked about it amongst ourselves afterwards, but never reported it. We shared it with others throughout our lives, but when you do, most people don't believe you. They're out there. They're so much more advanced than us. I never saw anything like that before, nor after.
That's a good story. I like that one.
Yeah.
Actually. It's like the way they described the thing.
Yeah.
It would make sense for if there are aliens and that are so, or beings that are so technologically advanced. Mm-hmm. Why would they not, why would their craft not be something that almost blends?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Like, that you would only, think so.
Only sticks out during certain times or whatever, you know.
And then they get off the craft and they're Bigfoot.
That wouldn't surprise me. At all. I wouldn't be surprised if it looked like a freaking parade of Halloween costumes coming down.
That'd be Bigfoot, awesome.
Ghosts.
Unicorns.
Headless horseman.
Unicorns. You know. Unicorns. Unicorns farting rainbows.
Sure.
Anyways, I think it's really interesting.
It is?
Yeah.
Holy crap, how long did you talk, baby?
That's so mean.
No, I didn't mean to be mean.
You're so mean.
Just, you haven't moved any of our markers, so it looks like it's a big, giant, long podcast.
It is a big, giant, long podcast. We went all 32 minutes.
Well, that's not bad.
I know, it's long for us. Poor people, we're sorry. We're sorry we talked so much.
Well, go online and look at some creepy stuff.
Then tell us what you find. Tell us what you find. Or tell us your own creepy stories.
Apparently, it makes females fall asleep really fast in bed, so.
Oh, yeah, it works.
'All right, baby, give us a shout out.
Hey, the music we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and is made available through the Creative Commons license. Who's that artist and what's that song?
I don't know, man.
You do, do you know?
I do. We've been saying it. It's Summer Spleef by Broke for Free.
And we have extra content all about living happy on the livinghappy.substack.com blog, and it's pretty awesome. And we also have a writing tips podcast called Write Better Now.
They're both awesome.
But our brand new
amazing creepy podcast is Dude, No! It's like that. You gotta say it like that.
He does say it like that. It's true crime with an occasional foray into the paranormal and the macabre, and it's awesome. And finally, we have a podcast,
Loving the Strange,
which we stream live
on Carrie's Facebook and Twitter and YouTube on Fridays, but every other Friday.
Every other Friday now, because we're lazy.
So be sure to check her Facebook and Twitter for the dates when we are going to be podcasting live and making fools of ourselves.
Live.
We're going to do a Hot Wings challenge real soon.
Oh, dear God.
And that's always a good one.
Anyways, all my Twitter handles and Facebook handles and blah, blah, blah. It's either Carrie Jones Books or Carrie Jones Book. Carrie with a C-A-R-R-I-E. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, thank you so much. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share.
And be kind. Be kind to us old people.
Oh, yeah, we can't take